My name is Ed Weiner, Chief of Source Registration for Air Management Services of the Philadelphia Department of Public Health. Before I get started, I would like to ask everyone to sign in the record of attendance, regardless of whether or not you plan to testify. It's located at this front table here. If you wish to testify, please also sign up on the sheet to testify, also located on the front table here. We are here to accept testimony on proposed modifications to the reasonably available control technology RACT plan approvals for the following facilities which are located in the city of Philadelphia. Philadelphia Energy Solutions, PES Refinery, located at 3144 Passyunk Avenue. Exelon Generation Company Richmond Station, located at 3901 North Delaware Avenue. Veolia Energy Schuylkill Station, located at 2600 Christian Street. Kinder Morgan, located at 3300 North Delaware Avenue. Plains Products Terminals LLC, located at 3400 South 67th Street. And Naval Surface Warfare Center Cataract Division, located at 5001 South Broad Street, code 02. We will start the oral comments now. The first speaker is...
Ed, quick question.
Yes.
About submitting comments, is there any way people can email comments in? Or does it, mailing in is somewhat burdensome to...
Do you want to accept the email? Okay, we will accept the email.
Can you provide the address?
Okay, email comments, I guess they can go to me. Email address is edward.weiner@phila.gov. That's spelled edward.weiner@phila.gov.
And I know you already said it, but could you please repeat the deadline?
Okay, the deadline is September 30th at 4 p.m.
Thank you.
Okay, can we have Elizabeth Arnold, please?
Should I just stand here?
Okay. Okay, my name is Elizabeth Arnold. I live at 4821 Baltimore Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 19143. And I obviously breathe the air in Philadelphia, and I think that this refinery has been in violation of air quality standards for every quarter for the last 12 quarters, which is 3 years now. And as a resident of Philadelphia, I think that's absolutely appalling and should be illegal, frankly. And I am not entirely sure what the various proposals are for the different places that were just mentioned as far as what technologies they are trying to say that they should be allowed to institute under the RACT instead of the latest and cleanest technologies. But it's clear from the refinery's $100 million in profits in the last year or so that they have ample funds to invest in the cleanest and best technology. They should be held to really the highest standard in the nation because I believe they're one of the only facilities that's this close to such a densely populated area. They seem to be saying that they don't have enough space to put the new technology or the new equipment that they might have to invest in, which is absolutely absurd because Phil Rinaldi has been on public record saying they have copious amounts of space to develop the facility. They are issuing an IPO, which was supposed to be issued August 6th, but was delayed to expand the refinery. So there's absolutely no way they can expand the refinery if they can't even make space for new technology or new equipment. I also, speaking personally as an electrician, I don't work for the refinery, but I work in residential and light commercial electrical, and I have been at trainings with electricians that work at the refinery who say essentially that they feel the refinery is like a used car salesman patching together equipment haphazardly and just enough to pass regulation, to pass the reviews, and then things are exploding, catching on fire, breaking down. And they need to invest in new equipment. It's very unsafe for the workers to be working with older equipment or equipment that is not state of the art and the cleanest that it can be, because those workers are in close proximity with those emissions every day. It's not fair to the residents of Philadelphia that this refinery not take its responsibility seriously and hold itself to the highest standards. I think they should exceed the RAC standards, but obviously at the very minimum, they should be investing in the cleanest, best technology available. Anecdotally, yesterday there was a environmental kind of justice vigil where a member of the union, one of the members of the steelworkers came to the event last night in Love Park and mentioned that just the other day they were being pushed to move fuel before it had actually settled in its tank, which is extremely dangerous, and that the management of the refinery is really pushing workers to do unsafe and I would hope illegal things. I hope it's illegal to do such things. And that's not only potentially deadly for workers, but it's, you know, there's been multiple fires at the refinery, and it's a health issue for Philadelphians and just a disgrace for our city. I mean, I would like to think that we are a world-class city, and I would like us to act like we are a world-class city and actually lead the way in having the best technology and the best practices for all of our industries here in Philadelphia. Thank you.
Thanks. Oh, just another one. It's going to maybe like a minute left. Give you a heads up. Is that sounds reasonable? Okay. Next listed here is Maxine McCleary. Although there's an arrow, does that mean you want to get moved?
Yeah.
Okay. Ann Dixon is next.
I'll just come over here so I'm not. You're not behind it, so I'm looking.
No, okay.
So I would like to put this hearing for RAC technologies into perspective. We are obviously in an age of accelerated global climate change. What this means is that cities are going to be underwater. There's been forest fires, mudslides, rising water, sandy. We all know this, and we don't like to talk about it because it's really, really scary. And I know that that's not what this hearing is about. But in the context of this overwhelming thing that's happening to our planet, we shouldn't really even be using fossil fuels, because this accelerated change is caused by burning oil and gas. That is what is caused by it, and we all know this. So I know that we don't have the power in this room to shut down the refineries, but really what we should be doing is all the workers that are in refinery occupations should be using their knowledge and skills to go to wind and solar power. That's what should be happening, or else the planet is going to collapse. So obviously within this bigger context, using the absolute best, cleanest technology is like a drop in the bucket of what we can do. And I'm sure that a lot of people in air management services are in air management services because they want clean air. You know, not everyone, but I'm sure a lot of people really want to do the best job they could. And you could push for this within air management, knowing that you are doing a little bit to help with our crisis. So let's see, what was I going to say? PES facility should definitely be fixed before any expansion is allowed. That's such a minimal request. This is going to be good for everyone. This is going to be good for public relations. This is going to be good for workers. This is going to be good for everyone who breathes the air. This is gonna be good for people who don't have to walk by the refinery and see big black plumes of smog, wondering what that's happening, what that's doing to them. It's gonna be helpful to hospitals. It's gonna help everyone.
Peter Winslow, please.
My name is Peter Winslow. I live at 7034 Marion Lane, Philadelphia, 19119. I'm on the board of the Philadelphia and Pennsylvania Interfaith Power and Light. Pennsylvania Interfaith Power and Light is one of 40 national organizations, 40 state organizations that on a national basis are taking action as communities of faith concerned about climate disruption as an urgent moral issue. And that issue, as Anne has pointed out, is the result of the combustion of hydrocarbons and the processing of hydrocarbons at PES is a serious problem for the city of Philadelphia. We are opposed to concessions and new permits for those companies that have broken the regulations and the laws in the past until there is a history that's been established of good corporate citizenship. We will be opposed to any action that is of assistance to those organizations continuing to pollute the atmosphere of the city of Philadelphia. We represent the congregations of multiple denominations across the city and the state, and you can see that there are people who are here today. This is the tip of the iceberg that you're witnessing. We will be here, we'll be back. We want the Air Management Services to know that we are relying on you to protect us and to enforce the rules and regulations of the city and of the EPA to the fullest extent. We are concerned that the cost-benefit analyses that have been made and are being made do not fully bring into consideration all of the costs, the externalities from an economic standpoint that affect the equation of the activities of Philadelphia Energy Solutions in Southwest Philadelphia. I've spoken with people who have lost family members, children, grandchildren to asthma who live in that vicinity. And it's heartbreaking, and it continues. And we are very upset. So the faith community is going to make its presence known to the city, to PES, and we're going to insist that Philadelphia Energy Solutions become a responsible corporate citizen, responsible for its own activities and responsible for the supply chain that feeds the feedstocks that come in through DOT 111 cars. As specifically to the RACT provisions, we are concerned that the amendment that is being proposed is a relaxation from the prior permit, and we would like an opportunity for our attorneys and our technicians to examine exactly what those implications are, because we feel that best practices, industry best practices, should be demanded from PES. I'd like to close by reminding everybody that Pope Francis will soon be visiting the city, and Laudato Si, the encyclical that was recently put out about the climate and social justice. Pope Francis wrote, "The fact is that our immense technological development has not been accompanied by a development in human responsibility, values, and conscience." That's in paragraph 105. And we think a perfect example of that is that Philip Bernaldi and the Carlyle Group and the folks responsible for Philadelphia Energy Solutions have failed in that regard. Laudato Si continues to say, "A technological and economic development which does not leave in its wake a better world and an integrally higher quality of life cannot be considered progress. That's in paragraph 194. We think that the Air Management Services, the City of Philadelphia, Philadelphia Energy Solutions should heed these words. Thank you.
Listen, you just come in.
Okay. Next is Susan Sachs.
That's me. My name is Susan Sachs. That's spelled S-A-X-E. I live at 512 West Allen's Lane in Philadelphia, 19119. I am also active in Interfaith Power and Light and in a number of international, national, and statewide environmental and social justice organizations. However, today I would like to speak for Green Justice Philly, which is a Philadelphia-based coalition of organizations, including IPL and many others represented in this room, and our position on PES and this hearing. I want to address the issue of PES credibility on four points. I think they're all going to be taken up by other people at some point, but their estimation of the nitrous oxide controls of specific technologies, their overestimation or their estimation of the efficiency of their flares, the cost analysis of the emissions controls per ton, and the claims that the selective catalytic reduction technology is not feasible based on their space, which Liz raised. I was also in the room last night at the forum on clean air and heeding the Pope's call to care for our environment when a steel worker who works in the plant came to testify before almost 200 people that just that very day they had been pressured because they wanted to keep the train cars moving through faster to move fuel that had not settled, and that the union refused to do it despite pressure from management and feel that they have prevented a fire. So I want to speak to PES's management model and their credibility. At the top of your Air Management Services webpage, you make a very compelling statement in identifying your mission. It says, "We all deserve clean air to breathe and to be free from noise, smoke, and other nuisances." And it says, "As the local air pollution control agency, Air Management Services monitors air pollution and enforces city, state, and federal air quality standards." And I think we're all here today to ask for some real enforcement. Philadelphia Energy Solutions Refinery is a rogue corporation that's requesting yet another concession on its existing permits in spite of its history of violating the many permits and consent decrees it already has. The PES refinery is the source of 72% of the toxic emissions released into our air. That's according to EPA publicly available data, and is ground zero of the asthma epidemic that plagues the surrounding communities. The refinery is fed by outdated train cars carrying highly toxic and explosive fracked fuels through our densely populated neighborhoods. Am I going too fast? Great. On deteriorating tracks and bridges. These are the cars and conditions that have led to all too many disasters, including the tragedy in Lac Megantic that took 47 lives and wiped out half the town. We've had two near misses already in Philadelphia with these same kinds of trains. Why, in spite of the 11 cited violations that we know about, should this company be trusted? These violations are not an accident, they are a business model. PES habitually violates clean air and water regulations, EPA consent decrees, and the terms of their current permits. PES is in the habit of not replacing antiquated equipment, but waiting until it fails and poisons the surrounding community before making long overdue repairs. PES does not even bother to contest its many citations. It just pays the fines as part of the cost of doing business, and cheap at that. In effect, this rogue corporation is buying the right to destroy our health for what amounts to chump change for them. Why, as the agency charged with protecting the health of the public, are you even considering giving them more rope to hang us with? The entire shale oil and gas craze is the last gasp of a dying industry, toxic from the wellhead to the generator.
Ma'am, you're
releasing,
about 1 minute.
Okay, releasing planet-killing methane and cancer-causing chemicals at the frack site, poisoning the groundwater and sickening local residents, then snaking underground through an uncontrolled network of leaky, dangerous feeder pipes, rolling through towns and cities in outdated, easily derailed DOT-111 cars, and eventually fouling the air, river, and seas as it flares and leaks from refineries and ships. I'm going to have a few more things to say about the alleged economic benefits of this, if there's time for it later. But I do want to add that AMS is not the only one monitoring and investigating the harms caused by fossil fuel industry. We are watching too. And we want to know why a company with PES's abysmal track record should not be required to first clean up its act before asking for any new concessions. And this is not a rhetorical question. I look forward to reading an answer. And if there's time later, I would like to address the claims of PES to be this big job creator. Thank you.
Okay. Next, W. Francis Elling.
Good evening. My name is W. Francis Elling, and I'm a member of the Society of Friends Philadelphia Yearly Meeting and Unity Friends Meeting in Frankfurt. My husband has asthma, and so this really concerns me on a very personal level. I know there are lots of people who have asthma, but it concerns me that he has to breathe the poisons from this factory every day, and that really nothing is being done about it. This is a chance to actually do something, to create something for them to make change. I'm also concerned, my Quaker meeting has a large children's program in it, and we have a lot of young children of color, and they're breathing in these toxins as young people. Their mothers are breathing in this as they're bringing people into the world. And we're just creating more and more sickness by allowing this to happen. I just don't, as a Quaker, I just think it's immoral for us to allow this to continue. I pray that we will hold them to being the most restrictive we can about the reasonably available control technology. It's clear that they want to expand this refinery, so I see no reason why they do not have space to use whatever technology is necessary to keep my husband's air clean, my air clean, and your air clean. The Clean Rights Act was made a long time ago, and even though this is an old factory, I don't see why they can't live up to it. They haven't had this from the beginning. They bought this beat up old factory, and they need to fix it before they poison my husband anymore. I hold you in the light, in God's light, as you make this decision.
Tom Clements.
Oh, it's Tamara.
Tam Clements.
Tam Clements, 510 Antwin Road, ANTHWYN, Marion Station, PA, 19166. South Philly is a vibrant neighborhood of young families, and I'm often down there, and I was there for the first fire, all the smoke, and it was so scary. I did call the refinery, and I asked specifically for information and about my fear for breathing the plume of smoke, and I'm not kidding you. What was said to me was that we were fortunate the air was blowing towards New Jersey. Now, the second fire, I called again, and I was referred to Samantha Phillips in emergency management in City Hall. When I called her office, she asked me who told me to call her. I don't think we have. And I don't feel secure about anything that factory's doing. I don't feel secure about the details that I've never given. I don't feel secure about not knowing when these trains go by and not knowing what's in the smoke. And we have this beautiful neighborhood. Who are we protecting? You know, why wouldn't we want the best for Philadelphia?